then you have to love and like and enjoy work. I have so much pleasure and teach a new element and give a warm up and stay with the girls at the gym and stay with the coach at the gym. For me, it's good. If for you that's heavy, probably you don't should be a coach. You can be a teacher, work a little, have class, but for be a coach, you have to almost always keep in mind that you have to maintain your mental health, but you have almost live at the gym. Francisco, that's our leader, he lives at the gym for, I don't know since when, and he loves it.
Welcome to Gymnastic World Coaches, the podcast about gymnastic and coaches around the world. We are with a coach from Brazil, Rio de Janeiro, Angelo Savino. Welcome, Angelo.
Thank you, Emilio. Thank you for the invitation. It's a great pleasure to talk to you again.
Yes, it's amazing how we make this interview the second one and we're gymnastic coaches, because the first one with you was in Spanish. You make an incredible effort because you study in Spanish also, yes?
Yeah, it was very difficult, a little frustrating. I think I was speaking Spanish better than I really are. I have to study much more.
Great. How you learn English?
It's very common in Brazil, I think in our world. Study English. I have at school, and I did separate school of English to improve. And it's the world language we have to learn to. We can travel and speak. So we consume a lot of television, movies, songs, everything in English. So it's, I think, to almost everybody.
Yeah, it's very important for gymnastic to share a gymnastic knowledge. So it's very important to know English in this gymnastic era, because you can share knowledge with other coaches around the world.
Yeah, if you only speak your home language, if Portuguese, nobody speak Portuguese, I would just be able to speak with Brazil and Portugal and just that. So if you want to travel and know the world and know the gymnasts of the world, you have to speak English. English is the best choice. Mm.
Perfect. So we will start with the first question for the audience, so the gymnastics audience can understand who you are.
Okay, I'm Angelo Sabino. I'm coach for 15, almost 16 years. I already passed for 3 clubs. I began in Flamengo, and now I'm again in Flamengo. That's the best club in Brazil, the Rebecca's Club, the Jorge Barbosa's Club. In Brazil, you have to go to the university to you have the possibility of be a coach or another thing that had to do with physical things, like physical education. And I was doing my graduation, giving class of judo and physical education from school. And I was not liking. And my ex-girlfriend was a gymnast, and they was needing of a young coach there. So I get this new job, but as an internship. And soon Flamengo needed also an intern, and I applied for and begin my career as a coach in Flamengo.
So was this was your first step in gymnastics, and later you became one of the more important coaches in Univen Bars in Brazil. This is your favorite apparatus.
Yeah, for sure. It's the most important one for Brazil, because our worst one. And as soon as I began to coach, I realized that and think that was a great opportunity to work more on bars. It would be good for me as a coach. And also is a apparatus that don't have so much impact, like floor and vault. So you have the chance of work more time. No so much
injuries.
Yeah, injuries.
Injuries. Yeah. Just in the landing.
Yeah. Just one thing.
Yeah, just the landing. Now in Brazil, it's happening so many things. When we does this interview in Spanish, you travel to Italy with the junior Brazilian team, the Women Artistic Gymnastics in Jesolo, Italy. Now your team Flamengo is working there in the CVG, in the Brazilian Gymnastic Confederation. So we will go step by step. What's happening now today with gymnastic in Brazil?
We are having a training camp that I'm not participating. For the Pan American competition. Let's try to do better than we did in Jesolo. Yeah, in Italy I was a very good experience, a very good competition with some of the best teams of the world, United States and Italy. Also Germany, Canada. Good competition with a good level of gymnastics. It was good. Good for our girls to see that we have to work a lot to be where we want to be.
Yes, because now in the world stage, Brazil is one of the most important team now in senior, for example, and this in the part is from the roots of the new era of gymnastics, women artistic gymnastics in Brazil. And also Flamengo traveled to Portugal, was not only in Italy.
Yeah, the first competition of this year was Portugal. We compete as Flamengo, not as Brazil. That's a different opportunity. It's a good opportunity. It's different. The competition was not so high level, but was a good level. It was important for the preparation for these other competitions. And as you said, Brazil seniors are now one of the best teams of the world. And we have the responsibility with our juniors.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult to try to keep the level of Rebecca. It's almost impossible.
Mm.
But it's our job now. It's our duty.
And one of the leaders of this new era of Brazil gymnastics, we know so many important coaches pass in this confederation, but one of these great Brazilian South American coaches is the coach of Rebeca Andrade.
Yes, Francisco Porá is our boss on the Brazilian team now. It's spectacular coach, very good in technique, very good in how he deals with the gymnasts. I used to say that's his great power, how he can manage all the girls, different girls, very, very good girls. And he has the ability to keep them together and with focus and trying to get better and better. And the results, it's all about him.
Now I'm going in the context because maybe some people hear this podcast and they don't understand what is flamenco. Also, I will send greetings to Georgette Lidor. Maybe she will hear the interview. Flamenco is something I didn't see in any other place of the world. It's a special club when everything is different. In my opinion, it's my personal opinion. The place is beautiful. Rio de Janeiro is incredible. You are located in a place where it's amazing. You can see Copacabana. You can see Cristo Redentor. It's an amazing place when you have a very committed girls gymnast with four groups. If you can mention to the audience, what is Flamengo? Who work there? Who is the team?
First, Flamengo is first of all, a soccer team. We have 11 Olympic sports inside, besides soccer. The mission of Flamengo is provide all the teams of Brazil the 11 modal sports. Always working high level, but now speaking just about the gymnastics. We have a great tradition in Brazil. Not all, but the most of the great results of the Brazilian gymnasts until now are from Flamengo. First, Daniel Hipólito, then Daiane dos Santos. No, Daiane dos Santos was from Grêmio Náutico União de Porto Alegre, but. After Jade Barbosa is also Flamengo, Flávia Saraiva, Flamengo, Rebeca Andrade, Flamengo. And before that, Luisa Parente was Flamengo. Maybe the older ones remember Soraya Carvalho. So all the great gymnasts in Brazil almost all came from Flamengo. And we have two keepers in that place. So we work a lot. We have a lot of, you saw, we have a lot of girls in all the ages since 5 years. In our major group, we have almost 20 girls split in four groups in four codes. So we work divided in apparatus. I stay at bars. Daniela stay at Bean, Renata stay at Vault, and Valmi stay at Floor. And every day is like a training camp. I used to say that we live in a training camp. So when we have to go in a training camp from CBG, it's not difficult for the girls. Of course, are the pressure, are the Brazilian team coach watching, but the way of training is very similar. And also we have Georgette Vidor, that is our boss, who always keep a high level. So always working for that.
Perfect. So now, just this year, I saw how you have different groups, four groups of gymnasts, and you stay all the time in the same place working in one apparatus. And this give you more hours training, like in spotting and also for methods and also for planning. So what is your opinion about this like USA style about the rotations? What is the benefit?
And we are discovering the best way of work in Flamengo. We start to stay at the same apparatus this year. Because what we are doing is new, even to our boss, even to us. So we are always talking about that and searching the best way of work. So I'm liking it's a good experience for me. Stay just on the bars, give more sense to my work, than what we did the past years. But I don't know in the long journey, because I'm getting better at the bars, but at the same time I'm getting worse at the other apparatus. Maybe I don't know if I'm getting worse, because when we go to the gym or competition, we stay at our apparatus, and I'm not feeling that I have problems staying on the other apparatus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So until now, I think it's a positive way of work. And of course, I'm getting better on bars because I stay there with always, all the time. I have days that I give six groups on bars. Four on morning, one of little ones at afternoon. No, I have days I give nine groups on bars because the major group works at night again. So three more groups. It's a different, split different at the night. So yeah, as I like it, of bars, it's not boring for me. It's working.
Yeah, in the interview, in the Spanish interview, we talk about this stamp of the Brazilian coaches, because you say Brazilian coaches' style around the world is like they work a lot. You work a lot and you work very well. What do you think about this stamp around the world when everyone looking for Brazilian coaches in gymnastics?
We are good. We are used to work a lot and work well. We are few. There are few Brazilian coaches, even in Brazil. And that's why other countries try to hire us, because they have the money. Brazil, we are not so poor, but we are not rich also. So if you think about money, we go out and we work well, so everybody wants.
Yeah, I meet so many coaches around the world, and also not only in gymnastics, in different sports. So let's go for the next question. If you can explain to us, how is your coaching philosophy? What is the stone, the principal stone of your coaching philosophy?
I think that you and your gymnasts, you have to think similar and know where you want to be. If you want to go to Olympic Games, or if you want to win a medal at the Olympic Games, if you just want to compete regional competitions, it's important that you know that you can force a child, an athlete, to do what you want. And it's common in sport, in sports, all sports, not only gymnasts, that the coach tried to force his goals on the athletes. And for me, it's not possible. Mostly nowadays, because we have a lot of legal issues if you try to force something. So for me, the most important thing is that you have to go together with your athlete, not against him.
And also something you mentioned before was how you need to understand what is the goal of the gymnast, because sometimes your goal is not the same like the parent's goal and the coach goal. So you talk about patience and respect, yes?
Yeah, exactly that. You have to respect the will of the gymnast. That you have to respect your athlete. You can't force him to do a thing that he can do. You have just always push him to get better. But if he or she doesn't want, it's not possible.
So you push just in the way they want it. So if they don't want it more, you don't get frustrated.
Yeah, Yes, exactly. I don't want to get frustrated. It's not good for anybody.
But it's something very common in young coaches, because in young coaches, when we are young coaches, we want to get more.
Yeah.
Always. But the price, what is the price?
Yeah, when I was young, I work in a different way. I tried to work this way since 2017. When I get back to Flamengo, I think about that, give good results. It's not because when you want more than your athlete, it's not good for anybody. You get frustrated, your athlete gets frustrated, the parents of the athlete, everybody, all the person involved get frustrated. And you have problems of relationship. It's not good. But the young coach have to learn. It's not a thing that you can just tell and they believe. They have to live and feel what worked for you. That's my experience. I learned this way, working with a lot of generation of athletes.
So now your new answer to this situation, who is your answer for coaching gymnastics now compared to 2017?
I think since 2017, I'm trying to do the same thing, the same way, but I'm improving this way. I'm learning how to motivate the girls, the best way of motivate, how motivate better. And it's that I didn't talk anything about the technical, because that's the first thing. You have to know everything about the technical part of the gymnast. I'm talking for the people that already know this. It's important to say. It's not all about motivate and relationship. But that's the difference of the great coach and the average coach.
So one of the key you talk in the other interview was about the respect. Tell us more about how this value, how this word is around you all the time with your teammates, with the club, and also with your gymnast, for example, for listen to them in the beginning of the training.
For me, for any relationship in your life, you have to have respect by the other. So I give all the respect I can for my gymnast and for the other coach, and I demand respect back. It's not a choice. I prefer gymnast that not do so much gymnast, not so good, not so talented, not so gifted, but with a good behavior, with polite. Because for me, it's not possible to work well if I don't give and receive respect.
In this place, when we work in gymnastic, coaches, gymnasts, and parents, also the admin work, like the coordinator, George Ed, also in this part of Flamengo, I saw something very interesting about the respect between each other in the teammates, the coaches. It's not in every, not all the places have this respect with each other, but I saw environment very safe, very healthy. How you build that, how you reach this level of trust?
For me, it's very important that for me, it had to be that way. One thing that turned this easier at Flamengo, that we are all friends out of the gym. Dani, Renata is almost like my sisters. Valmi, it's a very close friend. We go to the beach. We go out at the weekend. Georgette, our boss, also, we go lunch, turn everything easier and lighter to do. Because if you are a friend beside just colleague, you want your friend to go better and improve, and you want to help your friend. So turn everything easier. You go to your job happier. You have the will of being there. You don't have rush to go out, because when the training, we always want to talk about something funny, and it's very good. It's good to the girls who see that we are friends, all conspiring for a good environment.
Yeah, and also what I liked a lot was no one judged or criticized each other when something happened in the gym. Everyone trusts each other. Everyone, you don't have that point in the timing. Everyone working like I'm very committed. And when someone is in one apparatus, the other one is in another apparatus, everyone looking around what's going on, but everyone trusts each other. And I really like that.
If we don't trust, it's not possible work that way we work. And it's easier to trust in a friend. So we already work together with Daniela and Renata since I began, since 2007. And Valmir came later, but since 2019, maybe 2020. So 4 years already, and good 4 years. Yeah, exactly. You have to love what you do. You have to enjoy your day. I love my life. I love living Rio. I love work at Flamengo. I love work with that people that I work, and with that gymnast that I work.
Now we are going to the next topic, because the way how you behave on the bars is very special. The way how you click when you see the snaps on bars, the way how you spotting, the way how you look the gymnast doing a catch for a jagger, or any skills on bars, the release, and you are with this mat looking if you will put the mat or no. It's like you are in your field. You are very, very committed to do exactly what you need to do, but because you have so many hours of training on bar. So I saw you train there, and I feel like this guy is a specialist in union bars. The way how you talk with the gymnast, the way how you spotting, how you can explain us how you build this way of expertise in union bars.
I think that everybody have some natural gift to work with anything. I think there are people who are born to be artists, are born to be doctors, are born to be painters. I think there are people that are born to be coaches. You have to study a lot. You have to improve. It's possible to improve. But I already have a lot of internships, a lot of students that since the beginning, you can see that's not be a good coach, not even a coach. That most of them give up. And there are some others that at the first week already know how to spot, already know how to speak with the girls, to know how to walk in the gym. It's different. I think I have, I'm very coordinated with my body. I always did a lot of sports. I am good in what I do. I have a good sense of space. I think fast, so I can
take decisions. You choose to do in what moment.
Yeah, you have to take decisions like that to save a gymnast life. A gymnast arm, a gymnast neck.
Mm.
Yeah. It's how it's said in the bars, most than other apparatus. I feel home. I can walk through the bars with a girl doing giants, and I go to the other side and they trust me. They have the shirt that they.
Yeah, and you will be there.
And it works. And it's natural. I don't know, explain how I do that, how I learned that was natural. I don't, and I love it. I, mm-hmm. as I say, I can pass 4, 5, 6 hours in a day on the bars and never get bored.
Probably because you learned before how to spot it without a pit. So yeah, you didn't have a place.
That. Yeah. Yeah. I first coached at Flamengo that had a wonderful gym with pitch, with everything. But after Flamengo, I was work at Fluminense, and there was a very small gym with one apparatus of one bar, one bean. I had two passes on Flamengo. I began at Flamengo, then go out to Fluminense.
Perfect.
1 year at São Bernardo, and then I come back to Flamengo.
Great.
So my life was 2007 to 2012 Flamengo, 2013 2015 Fluminense, 2016 São Bernardo do Campo, and 2017 until now Flamengo again. So I began to coach in a great gym. Then I have to learn how to work in a very small gym without pitch, without anything. The vaults have just 17 meters. We don't have a floor. We have just
a line.
Yeah, just a line
of mats.
That end of the in a trampoline was what I have at the time, and I have to do my best there. And thanks to my work there, I had one great gymnast on bars, Luisa Kishmaier, that opened the doors for me for come back to Flamengo later. We have Alexander Alexandrov as a head coach from Brazil. And he saw this athlete in a competition and said to Georgette Vidor, that was the coordinator of the Brazilian team at the time, I want this girl and his coach in the Brazilian training center.
Yeah, now when you talk about coordination, you're on bars, your lower body doing something with the steps, but your upper body is looking the gymnast. So what are you doing is in milliseconds, like what I need to do in just this moment. She will catch the bar, she don't will catch the bar, I follow her, I don't follow her, I don't put the hands, I put the hands. So you take every single second decision about what they're doing.
I always have the ability of take decisions very fast. And in the best, when the option is put a match or not for a Jaeger, it's not a problem. But sometimes I have to spot a girl for her not break her neck. So if I don't have this time, and I have until today, just a few girls have injured in my hands. Because I'm very concerned about that when it happens, because it happens with everybody, with every coach. I feel so much guilty and sadness that I'm always trying to improve that. I always said, first, when asking me about one competition, the first thing I said was good. Everybody is alive, everybody is healthy. That is the most important. We can come back to the gym and work more and try to achieve better results. But if we have a great result, one girl broke a leg, for me, it's not good. It's not the most important that was her safety, I can accomplish.
If we can talk about this build in gymnastic and union bars, if we have a tree, when the branches is every single skills, and how we going forward between intermediate coaches, intermediate level coaches to advanced coaches like B, C, and D elements. What elements you looking for when you work with gymnasts in a club and you say, I need to definitely work, like I need to work with these skills to go further in the future with difficulty with my gymnast? What are you looking for?
I think in bars, I have a line, a way of think as a line. When are the little ones with 5, 6 years, they have to be strong, but that I think all coaches know. But I, since the beginning, we were keep, because without the keep, we can start the routine. And the swings. The swing is the first most important thing on the bars. And the swing, for me, the same thing of the dismount, the same thing of the giants, the same thing of the kachev, the same thing of anything we will do with this, with the swing. Everything for me is swing. Then the like pike circles and stauders, that kind of elements are roots elements to do everything after. Kachevs also, Shaposhnikovas. So when I start work with a girl, with 7 years, the pike circle, just to begin, I already thinking, oh, she's good at that. Maybe in 2 years, we are training Ray, a church, that's kachevs that come from the feet. Same with stauders, same with... So it's that. It's one thing that evolves to difficult things. So the giant is a B. You talk about the values. Giant is a B. A very good giant can turn dismounts of double-double layout. That's a G. It's the same thing. If she learn well, when she has 7, 8 years, go evolving, and turn like it's like magic. For me, it's beautiful to see it that's happened. All these basics, I call these basics. All these basics have to be easy. I speak this to the girls because in other apparatus, I think the way you think for the girls. So I speak for them. If you miss a giant, if you is not capable of the 5 pike circle in a perfect form, since you train that 3 years, 2 years, 4 years, is equal. You go at the bin and fall on a cartwheel. I ask for the girls. If you go on the bin, you fall on a cartwheel. No, it's easy. You have to see that basics as easy as you see a round off on the floor, full turn on the floor. Depends on the level of the girl, of course. But if you like our juniors, they have to see a full turn as a easy thing. They have to see a cartwheel as an easy thing. So they have to see a sequence of basics as an easy thing.
What about the situation now in universe on the world? What you enjoy to see? What group? What team? What gymnasts? What coaches you like on the world about universe?
Very fun of Italy. They work in a way that seems to me good. The coach seems to have a good relationship with the athletes. I first saw them on the World Juniors last year. And also a very good technical work on the bars and on every apparatus. They are clean and they seem happy people. Because I never liked it like Soviet Union and before Romania, because everybody looks sad, everybody looks almost going to the death. Oh, but the girls are very good. And for me, it's not so important if they don't have a good life. In the process is the most important, and you have to enjoy the process. And I can't believe that these girls who was not respected as a person was happy. So I see in Italy, seems I look far, but seems to me that good people working for certain little ones and good people too. So Italy is now I cheer for them won the United States. Besides, I like the United States also. They also have good work, and all the good coaches of the world want to go there because they have the money. They have to treat the girls with respect also, because if not, they also will have law issues. So, but now I prefer the Italy.
Yeah, this team is managed. The head coach of Italy is Enrico Casella from Brixia. Also, the coach you mentioned in Bars probably is Marco Campodonico. And I think in Beam is Monica Bergamelli. This is a team from long time ago in Brixia. Alex Sismac and Veronica Calini. Is where build all these incredible gymnasts now is the national team of Italy. It's Asia D'Amato, Alicia D'Amato, Giorgia Villa, Elisa Iorio.
Juniors coming also, very good. Yeah, Marco
Campodonico.
Campodonico, that's my favorite one. They always calm. I was walking with his glass. I was speaking with the girls in a good way, and in very good on bars. All genus of him, very good on bars. And one of the little one, the Julia, very good also.
And do you think it's a good dream for the CVG make a exchange with the Italian Gymnastic Federation in the future?
Now in Jesolo, we talked to one of our boss in CBG and asked if it's not possible bring one of them to...
Can be the first time Brazil make a exchange and gymnastic exchange with Italy. Because I never seen before.
Yeah, it will be the first time, and we would be very positive. Because another thing that I like in Italy, that they don't have a lot of foreigner coaches. They work with them, and it works. And we in Brazil now are like that also, but we already have head coaches from Valery Lyukin and Oleg Ostapenko and Alexander Alexandrov. Now we are just Brazilian, work with Brazilians. I like that.
Now it's all inside the house.
Yeah.
But we need to mention this beginning of gymnastics was important for Brazil because you learn from other cultures.
If we don't have these Russians, because Oleg is not from Russia, but the Soviets, we certainly will not be where we are now. Francisco worked with all the three of them and learned a lot. So I think now we can think and dream of stay with just Brazilians, but was very important. I don't want to forget that. Until today, we have Irina Ilyashenko with us. Now it's Brazilian like me, but was born in Ukraine.
Great. So maybe it's a dream of Escuela del Sur. Maybe we send greetings to Coach Francisco. If maybe he listened this podcast, this episode, we will invite him for be part of this also in the future.
He's very difficult.
He don't have time.
I, He's shy.
Yeah, but we will do the invitation formally because he's one of the most important coaches of the world now, also for what he does with Rebecca and Tokyo, putting the Brazilian flag on the top. Yes, it's something Escuela del Sur also looking forward for, fine leaders in the South way, like South American way to doing gymnastics. Now also looking all the time to US, all the time to Europe, all the time to Japan. We have something to share.
No doubt he is one of the most respectable, important coaches of the world today.
Great.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, we send greetings to him. And now we go to the next topic. Maybe the reason why Escuela del Sur born is about new generation of coaches. We will put this idea about what advices we can give to the new generation of coaches. We gave some before, some advices, but if you can explain, if you meet Angelo 10 years ago and you can say, look, Angelo, I think you need to put more attention about this, about that. What advice you can give to this new generation of coaches?
First, you have to know gymnasts. You have to study. You have to be inside the gym. You have to look gymnasts. You have to know. You have to study the judge part. It's very important and helpful. So first, study and know gymnasts. After, you have to work on your self-evolve. Makes sense.
Personal development.
Yeah, personal development, exactly. Because the most you are good with yourself, the most you can make good for the others. The gymnasts and your colleagues, coaches, and the people from the multidisciplinary, if you are, what to say, it was good.
Personal development, and we talked before about the mental health.
Yeah, personal. You have to care about your personal development. And the way to do that is through the mental health. You have to, if you need, if you want, if you believe, go to a psychologist to work with him. Because all the gymnasts have psychologists, but coaches also need, and we don't have the support. And we need more than the gymnasts, because we will work with all the gymnasts. If we can develop that way, we can work good. And we, when you are young, you don't think about that. I born a little old, and I think about that a long time ago. So first study and know the gymnast, then develop yourself and that, and work. No, you can't be lazy.
Also in the physical way, because you train and you're running. I compete with you 5K in 30 minutes.
Sunday I will do 5K in less than 25.
It's look at that.
That's the
great
plan.
Idea.
I will post on Instagram again. Study and know. Then develop yourself. Then you have to love and like and enjoy work. I have so much pleasure and teach a new element and give a warm up and stay with the girls at the gym and stay with the coach at the gym. For me, it's good. If for you, that's heavy, probably you don't should be a coach. You can be a teacher, work a little, have class, but for be a coach, you have to almost always keep in mind that you have to maintain your mental health, but you have almost live at the gym. Francisco, that's our leader, he lives at the gym for, I don't know since when. And he loves it. He don't want to stop. Don't think about stop. Don't think about work less. He's always working. If that one girl, for him, he go and work equal, he work for Rebecca, for example.
So if I can resume in one word, the Brazilian gymnastic I saw in this last summer was excellent. Try to reach the excellence with respect. This, in one phrase, this is what I saw in this moment when I was there in the club in Flamengo. So I want to tell you, thank you, Angelo, for all this valuable experience you share here, for your time, for all this moment you gave us, because for us it's very important you give this time for this interview.
No, thank you. For me, it's a pleasure to speak with you. Sorry, my English is more rushed than I think. I can't speak not Spanish, not English well.
No, but I understand. Oh, don't worry. Just I want to put in this record, what is your dream like a coach? This was outside the question I prepared. What is your dream, Angelo, like a coach?
Olympic medal.
So with Escuela, so we will support you for that. We will follow your career, Angelo. We bless you. We are very lucky to have you here. Also, we invite to all the coaches listen to this interview. If they want to contact you, you are available then in social media. You have your Instagram, Angelo Savino 2020. You have your Facebook, and also you have the account of La Gymnastica. Is the Instagram of Flamengo.
Better on Instagram. Facebook's just my, for my mom, my aunt.
Perfect. So on Instagram, they can reach you, and maybe we will see you around in Rio running 5K in Copacabana, Angelo. So
in 22 minutes.
Yeah, in 20. Oh my goodness, I need to train a lot. Okay, I will do that. I will prepare myself. Great. So, coaches, this is the end of the interview. Remember, you will find this interview with Angelo on YouTube, in LinkedIn, in Spotify, in Apple Podcasts, everywhere. We are in all the social media. And see you around, Angelo. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And well, the episode is just in the end. Thank you so much for listening to this new chapter. And remember, if you want to hear more, you can find our podcast in Apple Podcasts and Spotify, like World Gymnastic Coaches. Or you can find us in YouTube, LinkedIn, and Instagram, like Escuela del Sur. And always you can find all our information in coachemilio.com. See you next time. Vamos arriba.